WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
I agree with rock historian Ed Ward that some pretty awful music has been written in the name of Christmas. But Ed Ward has Christmas music he really likes, and so do I. In fact, some of it was recorded right here on Fresh Air. And I want to replay some of it for you. To start, we have a concert recording of one of the songs Ed described as cool Christmas music, a record that never got airplay on New York top 40 stations in the 60s, even though it was the best-selling rhythm and blues single of its time. The song is Merry Christmas, Baby, and the composer is Charles Brown. Brown had 9 top 10 R&B singles between 1946 and 52. A few years ago, he started a successful comeback. He now records for Rounder Records and has a new album called Charles Brown's Cool Christmas. This is from a concert Charles Brown performed for us in June of 1989. And even though Christmas was far away, I asked him to perform the Christmas song so many people know him for.
They know me for that number. No care where I go, whatever time of year, Terry. Christmas, baby, you sure did treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby, sure did treat me nice. Gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my stereo. Feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing beneath the mistletoe. Just a little part of it. We won't talk about Satan coming down the chimney yet, Terry.
Charles Brown from a 1989 Fresh Air concert. Back in 1988, we invited Susanna McCorkle to perform a Christmas concert. McCorkle records for the Concord Jazz label, tours around the country, and performs at the top cabaret rooms in New York. On her Fresh Air Christmas concert, she sang a melancholy Christmas song.
Find me. Christmas. If only in my dreams I'll be home for Christmas. If only
Susanna McCorkle from her 1988 Fresh Air Christmas Concert. Lee Musiker accompanied her at the piano with Dean Johnson on bass. Her latest album is called From Broadway to Bebop. A lot of jazz musicians say that the Christmas song with the most interesting chord changes is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. The song was written for the movie musical Meet Me in St. Louis. A Broadway adaptation premiered in late 1989, and for the occasion we invited Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine, who wrote the songs for the original musical and the revival. I asked them to tell the story of how they wrote Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas for Judy Garland.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year
Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you for having us.
One of the things I really love about Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is that, well, so many of the Christmas songs have these, like, cheerful platitudes, and this is such a kind of brooding song about loss in a minor key. Tell me the story behind writing the song.
Well, it began with the melody. I found a little madrigal-like tune that I liked but couldn't make work. So I played with it for two or three days, and then I threw it in the wastebasket and forgot about it. But Ralph, bless his heart, tell her what how you reacted.
I remembered that little melody, and it kept haunting me. And I came into the room one day, and I said, Hugh, what did you do with that little melody that you were fooling around with at the piano, that was like a madrigal? He says, I threw it in the wastebasket. I said, oh, no. I've got a great idea. You mustn't do that. Let's get it. And so we dug around in the wastebasket, and we found it. Thank the Lord we found it.
Yes. And then we wrote a lyric which nobody liked, especially Judy, because it was extremely sad and tragic. Can you sing it the way it was, Ralph?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. It may be your last. Next year we will all be living in the past. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Pop that champagne cork. Next year we will all be living in New York.
And we thought that was just dandy because it was a sad scene. But they said, no, no, it's a sad scene, but we want a sort of an upbeat song which will make it even sadder if she's smiling through her tears. So then we wrote the one that you know in the movie. And then there was another version, Ralph.
One day, Frank Sinatra called us and said he wanted to record the song, but he couldn't sing the line about, until then we'll have to muddle through somehow. So he said, give me a happy line and I'll record the song.
It was because of the title of his album, which was A Jolly Christmas. So he wanted us to jolly it up a bit.
And Hugh came up with the line, hang a shining star upon the highest bough. And Sinatra was delighted and recorded the song. In fact, he's recorded it three times.
Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine. It's always interesting to hear songwriters performing their own songs. There's a 1956 album of Martin and Blaine doing their own songs. Here's Ralph Blaine singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
When the steeple bells sound their A, they don't play it in tune, but the welkin will ring one day, and that day will be soon. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year.
This is Fresh Air.